As Christian parents, we always want to make sure that our children know the principles by which Christ has taught us to live. However, we also need to ensure that they understand the fallen world that we live in. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss a situation where a same-sex couple will be attending a family gathering and how best to approach the event. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our question today comes from a mother who's unsure about exposing her children to a lesbian couple in the family. She asks, "Should we attend a family gathering where a same-sex couple are planning to be present? My sister-in-law is currently married to her partner. We love both of these ladies, but have made it clear that we don't support their lifestyle. There's a huge family reunion next summer, and my husband wants us to go. I want to go too, but we have three children, and I don't know how it will affect them. What should I do?" This is a delicate situation. You have good reason to be concerned about the potential impact on your kids, especially in view of the disturbing changes we're seeing in social attitudes towards marriage and sexuality these days. As a parent, you do have a responsibility to guard the innocence of your children, and you're to be commended on taking that aspect of your role so seriously. At the same time, we also think you're right to be concerned about keeping up a positive influence and a solid Christian witness in the lives of your sister-in-law and her partner. After all, they are people too, individuals created in God's image and objects of His unfailing love. We realize that you feel as if you're facing a real dilemma, but we believe you can achieve both objectives without compromising. Let's face it, as Christians living in a non-Christian world, we always have to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. In the parenting context, this means figuring out how to protect your children physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, while still maintaining an open heart and demonstrating Christ's love to those who don't necessarily share your convictions. Maybe you can begin by reminding yourselves of this important biblical truth: lesbians are no greater sinners than anybody else. Why do we say this? Because there's a good chance that you have other relatives who don't believe as you do or who don't measure up to Christian standards of behavior. Maybe Aunt Gladys drinks too much. Maybe Uncle George can't control his mouth. Maybe Cousin Ginny lives with her boyfriend. There's no reason to put your sister-in-law and her partner in a different category from these folks. They're all going to be at the big family gathering next summer. You've said that you love both these ladies, which leads us to assume that you're on speaking terms and have some kind of ongoing relationship with them. You've also indicated that you've already told them how you feel about homosexuality. That's good. If the relationship is such that you'd feel comfortable doing so, why not give them a call and discuss your concerns about the family reunion with them? Naturally, you don't want to make them feel judged or condemned, nor do you want to give them the impression that you consider them a bad influence. To avoid this, we suggest that you say something like, "We care about you and sincerely want to continue our relationship with you, but at the same time, we don't want our children to become confused about sexuality and marriage." If it seems appropriate, perhaps you can ask them to refrain from overt displays of homosexual affection when you and the kids are around, just as you might ask Uncle George to save his sailor words for the ship. In the meantime, prepare your kids to interact with your sister-in-law by having some frank, age-appropriate discussions about sexuality and marriage at home. If they have questions, don't be afraid to give them straightforward answers. Remember that the best way to counteract negative outside influences is to model healthy attitudes towards sex in your own lives. When it comes to sex-related issues, you are the best and most effective teachers your children could ever hope to have. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.